On Monday morning, I woke up in our Napa Valley home to an ash-filled sky and ringing sirens. The power was out, as was our cell service, hot water, and landline. Tuesday afternoon, the power came back, as did most other services. But this proved bittersweet. While able to reach worried family members, our renewed connectivity availed us to a stream of grim news. Several friends lost homes and almost their lives. Others lost jobs, businesses, and schools. A former teammate of my son's was missing. A friend of my daughter's texted that the winery where both her parents worked had burned to the ground. While our family home in St. Helena was safe, alerts from local authorities warned us to be ready to evacuate. As I walked through the house packing a suitcase full of keepsakes, the mounting losses followed me. The more inventory I took of our home, the wider my sympathies stretched. Images of disaster victims flooded my brain, not only locally, but also in Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico. Wildfires like hurricanes and earthquakes are indiscriminate destroyers. The fires rampaging through our region have burned through mobile parks, homeless camps, and million-dollar homes. If there's any good to come out of this devastation, it's the way everyone is working together, without concern for class, status, or politics. Neighbors look out for neighbors, yes, but also complete strangers, too. Firefighters and first responders from everywhere battle selflessly on our front lines. Volunteers at shelters hand out clothing and toiletries, while local businesses give away free food, ice, and face masks. Everywhere I look around our scorched valley, I see acts of grace that give me hope for America. We are better than the rancor and division that has defined us the last many months. This proves it. With a perspective, I'm Holly Hubbard Preston.